This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Gillespie decked out in their white uniforms with the orange numerals, orange and black trim. The Paisal Birds, they'll be decked out in their green uniforms with the gold numerals and gold and black trim. As we look down on the proceedings, the Gillespie Miners in those white uniforms will be going from left to right as we look down on the action, are headed to the west end of the gymnasium. Southwestern going right to left, and the Paisal Birds will win the tip. It goes to Gallagher, who gives the ball up to Hopkins. Hopkins going to bring the ball down, set the offense up. She'll give it off to Durham, a little dribble weave for the Paisal Birds. Gallagher has the ball out between the circles, almost traveled. She gets the ball off to Bullion. Bullion being guarded there by Link. Between the circles, she'll go over to the left side. She runs into her own teammate, loses control of the ball. They're going to say it was knocked out, last touched by the Miners. As we said, Gillespie with some tenacious defense, year in, year out, game in, game out, and they're showing it right here at the very beginning of tonight's game. Paisal Birds get the ball in to Smith. Riley brings the ball down, guarded by Taylor, over to the elbow. She'll fire one up off the glass, no good. Coming away with it is Gillespie's Keaton Link. She'll dish it off to Shelby Taylor. Taylor will bring the ball over to the wing, and they'll bring it up to Byers. Byers just outside the elbow on the right side. She'll pull up top, give the ball off to Keaton Link. Link's going to drive and spin into the lane. She'll turn, she'll shoot off back iron, no good. Hopkins comes up with a rebound. Hopkins will play point guard this time, as Gallagher and Smith will set on the elbows to give her a screen. She'll give the ball off to Smith, who'll drive through the traffic, goes to the basket. She'll go to the free throw line as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go against. They're going to be against Keaton Link, who will pick up her first. Smith's first free throw, hard off the iron, no good. She'll get another one. We have played 1:08, still looking for our first point of the game. Smith going to eye the second one, try the second one. She'll buy the second one. So the Paisal Birds breaking the scoring column first, as Shelby Taylor will bring the ball up floor. Shelby, being guarded by Smith, gets the ball off to Link. Link at the free throw line extended, goes up top to Mix. Her three is long and strong. They'll let it go out of bounds, and it'll be Southwestern ball. Miners going to put on some full court pressure here, as Taylor guarding Smith. They'll get the ball in to Hopkins, and the Miners will peel back and go into their half court man-to-man defense. Hopkins gives it off to Smith. Smith dishes it off to Gallagher. Gallagher back to Smith, who'll drive baseline, kicks it off to Hopkins. Hopkins spins at the free throw line, fires, no good. Coming off, out of bounds, it'll be Miners' ball, last touched by the green and the gold. Low-scoring affair here in the early going, kind of like a heavyweight match. It seems like both teams kind of feel each other out. Inbounds pass comes in to Grace Bertolino. Bertolino will bring the ball up with a left-hand dribble. She's being guarded by Bullion, picks up the dribble, goes over to Mix on the left wing. Mix looking for Byers, coming across. Byers wasn't open, so Mix takes it herself. She loses control. Bullion comes away with it. Down the floor, left-hand layup, rolls off, will not go. Fighting for the rebound, Taylor comes away with it. She'll come back quickly the other way. Forcing the issue, she went around. No, she took one too many steps. The Euro step turned into a Euro-Asian step, and that's one too many. That'll be two turnovers here on the Miners in the last minute. Paisal Birds will have the ball back, facing a trapping defense. They'll get the ball into Hopkins, now up to Durham. Durham gives it back to Smith. Between the circles, she'll set the offense. Hopkins at one high post, Gallagher at the other. Smith going to drive off the right side, and then she'll go inside to Gallagher. Up and good. Good ball movement there by the Paisal Birds, as Smith found Hopkins at the high post. Hopkins found Gallagher at the low post, and somebody fell asleep. Hopkins had the easy two, and it's 3-0 Southwestern. Byers with the ball, off to Bertolino. Bertolino going to stop and pop just inside the three-point line. That's an air ball, goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Paisal Birds. Miners trying to shake off a little bit of rust, I would assume. as they're having trouble finding the basket here in the early going. Paisaw Birds haven't done a lot better. They have but one basket and one free throw. 3-0. Hopkins off to Gallagher. Gallagher's shot is blocked. Gallagher right fights for the rebound. Now Bullion in on the action, and going to be a foul called against the Miners as Bernalito tried to reach over the body to get to the ball, and she got caught with her hand in the cookie jar. On Grace, that will be her first. On the Miners, that'll be their second team foul. Inbounds it comes to Smith, being guarded by Taylor. Smith sets the offense up, goes left, gets a screen, goes off to Durham. Durham wanted to drive baseline, but it was closed off. They'll go back up top to Gallagher, now to Bullion. Bullion to Hopkins. Hopkins turns, shoots too hard off the iron. Away with the ball come the Miners, almost lost it. And then as Taylor tried to regain control of the ball, she didn't realize she had already used up her dribble. So when she started dribbling again, that'll be turnover number three. So the Miners have three turnovers. The Paisaw Birds have 3 points, and that pretty much summarizes the first 3.5 minutes. Bullion for three. Bottom of the net. Josie Bullion lined up over on the right side from three-point land. She drops it in for a 6-0 lead for the Paisaw Birds. Back the other way, Link with the ball. Link looking for Byers at the low post. Gallagher has her covered up, so she'll go to Mix up top. Now to Byers outside. This time they'll try to go inside again. Hopkins gets a hand on the ball, knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Gillespie ball at the 4:12 mark as the Paisaw Birds lead 6-0. Into the ball game, Hannah Barrett and Michaela Hayes. And who that third one coming in there? That would be Madison Niemeyer. So it's a line change for the Miners. Inbounds it comes to Link. Link going to shoot over Hopkins and goes over everything. Out of bounds, last touch for the orange and the black. 4:05 to go, quarter number one, 6-0. Paisaw Birds with the lead and the ball. Barrett and Niemeyer in the lineup now, along with Hayes for the orange and black Gillespie Miners. Smith gives it off to Green, who just entered for the Paisaw Birds. Addie Green has the ball on the dribble between the circles. The Miners have gone to a zone defense. They'll go inside to Hopkins. Her shot's blocked, and the Miners come away with it. So the Miners kind of turn things up on the Paisaw Birds going into a zone defense. Paisaw Birds had the shot, didn't get it to go. Miners with the ball again, looking for their first points. 3-3-3 showing on the first quarter clock. Madison Niemeyer on the dribble. She'll spin into the lane, roll left, then roll right. Then she'll give it off to Link. Link's going inside to Byers. Byers is open, off the glass, and good. Sydney Byers with a nice power move to the basket. The 5'11 junior gets the first points of the night for the Miners. 6-2 Southwestern with the lead and the ball as we approach the 3-minute mark of the first quarter. Green with a pass to Bullion over on the right side. Now to Hopkins on the elbow. She'll drive against Byers. Baseline jumper no good. Sydney comes away with a rebound. Gillespie's coming back, looking to cut into that 4-point deficit. With the ball, Michaela Hayes. Hayes going to give the ball off on the corner to Keaton. Keaton will swing it back around, and she'll dish it off to Hannah Barrett. Barrett to Byers at the head of the key. Byers going to dribble to the elbow. Fires off the glass. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Smith comes down with it for the Paisaw Birds. She'll lose control of it, trying to go down the sideline. Turnover number one on SWHS. So with 2:34 showing on the first quarter clock, the Miners will get the ball back, trailing 6-2. Keaton Link will inbound it to Hannah Barrett. Barrett will bring the ball across midcourt line on a dribble. She'll now dish it off to Madison Niemeyer. Niemeyer looking inside, gets the ball in there to Link. She'll turn, she'll shoot. It'll roll her off the rim, no good. And Addie Green comes down with a rebound for the green and gold. She'll take the ball on a dribble, kick it over to Smith. Back up top it goes to Hopkins. Hopkins finds Bullion. Nope. She tried to find Bullion, but with a good defensive thrust there, Keaton Link got a hand on it, slapped it out of bounds. Paisaw Birds will inbound in front of the Gillespie bench. 6-2 lead for the green and gold. 2:09 to go, first quarter. It comes into Smith. As now the Miners have gone back to a man-to-man defense. And Smith with the ball goes over on the wing to Green. into Hopkins. She'll spin in the lane. She'll go off the glass and good. Corey Hopkins with a little reverse layup over on the right side gets her first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it 8-2 Southwestern. Cutting the baseline, Madison Niemeyer. Can't find her, so now they'll dribble drive. Now dish it off to Niemeyer. Niemeyer going to go into the lane. She got the ball poked away. I think Green blocked that one with her nose as the shot is up and no good. Green is in distress with that nose as Smith comes down with the ball to Bullion in the corner. Finding Hopkins. Hopkins has a jumper from 14. It's good. Corey Hopkins with a nice little short jumper there from about the 14-foot range makes it 10-2 Southwestern. 1-1-1 showing on that first quarter clock now as it looks like Durham is getting ready to come back into the game for Green at the next stoppage of play. Over on the wing, Link has it. Link holds, looking for cutters going through. Byers goes down to the low post, but she's not open. They'll reverse it back to the other side to Barrett. Barrett's going to penetrate the lane. She tried to kick the ball out. Instead, it's blocked, and now four hands get on it. Two from Green, two from White. Jump ball. Arrow will favor the Miners. Mackenzie Mix will replace Byers in the Gillespie lineup, and the Miners will inbound under their own basket. 51 seconds to go, first quarter. 10-2 is the Piesaw Bird lead. Inbounds pass comes in to Mix, who gives it right back to Link. Link's in the corner. She'll dish it off. A driving layup by Hannah Barrett is no good, but she's hacked in the act. She'll go to the line to shoot two. So Barrett found an opening on the left side. She took it to the hole. She'll take herself to the free throw line now as the foul is going to be called on Josie Bullion, her first. Barrett's first free throw's up, and it's good. So the 5'4 junior has her first point, makes it 10-3. She'll eye a second one. She'll try a second one. She'll buy a second one. Hannah Barrett, 2-for-2 from the charity stripe, makes it a 10-4 game. Inbounds pass comes in to Smith. Smith being guarded closely there by Hannah Barrett. Riley gets the ball across midcourt with 30 seconds to go. She'll give the ball off to Bullion, now to Durham. Durham wants to go into Hopkins. Hopkins had the ball slapped away, but it goes out to Gallagher. Her shot no good. Hopkins with a rebound off the glass, laid on the rim, finally rolled off. Mix comes up with the rebound for GHS. She gets it up to Link. Link's going to stop and pop from 10 off the iron, will not go. Fighting for the rebound, Bullion goes to the floor, and they're going to call a foul on the Miners, and I believe this one is going to go against Madison Niemeyer. Niemeyer will pick up her first. Link's going to have a seat as Taylor will re-enter the Gillespie lineup. 9 seconds to go, first quarter. Southwestern will inbound to Smith. Smith's going to try to go down the sideline. She'll get into front court. She'll get all the way to the basket. Her scoop layup is no good. Gallagher grabs a rebound. Her shot won't go. And that's the way the first quarter ends. Southwestern with a 10-4 lead over Gillespie. We'll be back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Now, the Piesaw Birds took a little bit too long in the huddle. The referee placed the ball down at midcourt, and they had to run to get the ball and get it inbounds in time. They do so. Now Hopkins wants to turn and spin. A jump ball going to be called. Piesaw Birds had the ball to start the quarter, so Gillespie will get the ball on the jump ball, and that'll go down as turnover number two on SWHS. Credit Shelby Taylor with getting in there and creating the jump ball. Pass down floor to Michaela Hayes, now to Taylor. Taylor's going to stop and pop from 10. It won't go. Hopkins comes away with the rebound. She'll go ahead to Bullion. Bullion back to Hopkins outside the three-point line. She'll set up an offense, get a screen to Smith, then give the ball to Smith. And going to be a blocking foul called, I believe, against the Piesaw Birds. This is going to go against Gallagher for a moving screen. So Annie's going to pick up her first. It will be the second team foul on the Piesaw Birds. It'll also go down as their third turnover. Two trips down the floor, they were not able to come up with a shot because of turnovers. At the other end, the shot goes up by the Miners. And As Durham tried to go up and get the ball, one of the Miners reached over the back and slapped it out of bounds. The referee has called it Gillespie ball, and as you can tell, half the crowd very pleased, half the crowd very upset. The call stands. The Miners get the ball. It comes in to Taylor. Taylor has the ball being guarded by Smith. She'll get the ball in to Hayes. Hayes back over to Mix. Mix gets two just inside the three-point line. And so Mix with her first two makes it a 10-6 game. Deep in the corner, Bullion comes up short. Bullion tries to get her own rebound. It's batted away, and Hopkins comes up with it. Durham for a three. It's no good. Hopkins to the hole, and she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. To the free throw line will go Corey Hopkins. Trying to figure out who the foul is on here. He wasn't sure who he wanted to call it on here, so he's waiting because there'll be two shots. The foul, I believe, is going to go against Hayes. On Michaela, that will be her first. On the Miners, that will be their fourth. Hopkins to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw's up, no good. Off the iron. So the Piasau Birds are 1-for-3 from the charity stripe today. Green will replace Bullion in the Southwestern lineup as Hopkins gets ready for her second free throw. 10-9 is our score. Still 10-9 as that one bounced off. So we'll go back the other way, will the Miners. As Byers has the ball, she'll kick it up top. For Hayes, her shot goes up and over the board and no good. Scoreboard showing 10-9 on the score, and I think it's 10-6 still.
It's 10-6.
Nobody's seeing anything. I didn't think I missed. There's Green with a three. Rattles around, won't go down. Hopkins with a putback, and it's good. Corey Hopkins with two gives her 6 points and makes it 12-6 as the score has been corrected. Taylor going to go down the lane. She stops. She'll give the ball off to Niemeyer. Niemeyer swings it back up top. Shot up by Bertolino. It won't go. Smith comes up with the rebound. Back go the Piasau Birds with 6 minutes to go till half. 12-6 is the Piasau Bird lead. Smith with the ball between the circles. Gets a screen from Hopkins. Now stops for three. It's bottom of the net. Riley Smith drains the three. Give her 4 points. Give the Piasau Birds a 15-6 lead. Give the Miners a timeout. As they take a break, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. Welcome back to Staunton High School, our first game of the night. Girls semifinal action in the championship bracket. Southwestern and Gillespie doing battle in game two tonight. Staunton and Carlinville will be the opponents of the second game. Piasau Birds with a 15-6 lead following the timeout. Gillespie will inbound. Shelby Taylor will bring it in. She'll get it in to Keaton Link. Link gives it back to Taylor. Taylor brings the ball down the floor. She'll stop, back out, and set the offense up. Everybody's outside the three-point line. Now going into the lane is Link. They can't find her there, so they'll swing the ball back around to Bertolino. Bertolino to Byers. Byers holds the ball high above her head, looking for Mix inside. Mix being guarded by Green. Off the glass and good. Mackenzie Mix just turned around from about 12 feet. Put that one off the glass for her fourth point of the game. Back the other way to Piasau Birds, get in a hurry, and Bullion's going to be caught. No, I'm sorry, that is Keith who just came into the ball game. Natalie Keith, she turns the ball over for turnover number 4 on the Piasau Birds. Trailing by 7, the Miners bring the ball back down. Keaton Link, the 5'10 junior, at the head of the key. She's looking to drive on Keith. Now she'll kick it out to Mix. Now to Byers. Byers looking to go inside, can't find anybody open there, so now she'll kick it off to Link at the head of the key. Coach says, get some cutters going through there. Taylor does, off the glass, and good. Shelby Taylor with her first 2 points of the game. SC simply posted up low, got the ball, spun to the basket. Now it's a 15-10 game. Piasau Bird lead is 5. Durham with the ball. One dribble, she picks the ball up, gets the ball into Keith, who drives to the lane, off the glass, too hard. Mix going to be called for the foul. Mackenzie Mix will pick up her first. That's the fifth team foul against the Miner. And it'll send Natalie Keith to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up, and the first one's good. She'll get another as Bullion replaces Green in the Southwestern lineup. Natalie, a 5'7 senior. Eyes the second, tries the second, can't buy the second. It's off back iron. So the Piesol Birds were 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the first quarter. They're 1-for-4 here in the second quarter. Their lead is 16-10 as we hit the 4:25 mark of quarter number two. Byers gets the ball and dribbles out between the circles. She's looking for Mix coming down the middle. Bullion has her covered up, so she'll go over to Link. Link looks for Taylor coming across the lane. That's not there. Byers gets a pass over at the free throw line extended on the right side. Inside to Mix, she goes off the iron and good. Mackenzie Mix has come up with 6 points here in the second quarter. And the Gillespie Miners, who trailed by six at the end of the first quarter, have drawn back to within four. 16-12, 4:05 to go here in the first half. Piesol Birds with a timeout. We'll take one, too. You're listening to WSMI. Piesol Birds will inbound at the west end of the floor. They're headed to the east end. It comes into Smith, back to Hopkins. Pressure defense, full court by the Miners. Smith gets the ball and gets it across midcourt. Now the Piesol Birds will set up their offense as Smith has a double-stacked offense. She'll give the ball to Durham. Durham to Hopkins. Hopkins back to Gallagher. Gallagher back to Durham over on the left wing. To Bullion, thought about a three at the head of the key. Instead, she goes to Bullion. Now down to Hopkins. Back out top, it goes to Durham. Durham going to dribble up and reset the offense. It's a 2-3 zone for the Miners now. Inside, they'll go to Gallagher, and it's thrown away. Turnover number 5 on Southwestern. Hopkins was wanting to get the ball to the low post. Gallagher was kind of backpedaling into the lane, and as a result, the ball goes up against the wall at the end of the floor. So now Gillespie, trailing by 4, will bring the ball back down the floor. They'll get the ball off to Byers over at the free throw line extended on the right side. She'll go up top to Bertolino. Bertolino will bring it on a dribble over to the right side and then give it off for Byers. Byers to the free throw line, back to Mix. Mix for 3, off the iron, no good. Durham comes up with the rebound. She'll head back the other way. Bullion's at one wing. Smith was ahead of the pack, but they didn't see her. They'll go inside now to Gallagher. She tries to back the defender down and then takes it to the hole. Annie Gallagher with her second basket of the night gives her 4 points, gives the Piesol Birds a 6-point lead. 18-12, Piesol Birds up, Gillespie with the ball. Link with the ball, gives it up top to Bertolino. Bertolino to Taylor. Taylor looking for Byers, cutting through the lane. Now she'll reverse it to Link. Keaton with the ball at the head of the key, dribbles over onto the right side. She'll leave it there for Byers. Byers now dribbles to the free throw line, says, I think I'll take that shot. It comes up short. They fight for the rebound. The Piesol Birds did not block out Taylor. She comes up with the ball. Then she immediately gives it back as Gallagher comes away with the steal. Bullion thought about a three, and she traveled as she moved both feet trying to make that little jump step to get to her shot. Turnover number 6 on the Piesol Birds. Durham will have a seat as Green will re-enter the Piesol Bird lineup. 2:10 showing on the first half clock. As we have 2:10 to go till halftime, the Piesol Birds have an 18-12 lead. Taylor with the ball out near the midcourt line. They'll swing it all the way over to Link. Link tries to go inside to Mix. Mix is going to be fouled on the play by Bullion. Josie's going to pick up her second. 3 team fouls on the Piesol Birds. And so Gillespie will inbound underneath the basket. Bertolino will be the trigger person. As they're setting up a double low stack. Now Byers goes out in the corner, and they'll get a double screen for her. She'll swing around. Instead, it comes into Link, then back to Bertolino. Bertolino's wanting to drive against Green. Now she'll dish it off to Byers out top. They'll reset the offense. Byers will kick it to the left wing, and then she'll head to the right side. Off to the elbow she goes. Little jump shot's up, and it's good. Sydney Byers got lost in the traffic and then stepped out and got an easy two. Give her 4 points, make it a 4-point game. 18-14, Southwestern with a 4-point lead and the ball. Smith will set things up at 1:30 to go until halftime. She'll dribble off to the right side. Now give it off to Bullion for 3. Bottom of the net. Josie Bullion drains the tray for the second time today. Give her 6. Give the Piesol Birds a 7-point lead. 21-14 as we approach the final minute of the first half. Taylor, on a drive, wants to spin. Now she'll give it off to Bertolino. It goes off of her hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 5 on GHS gives the ball back to Southwestern with 1:06 to go till halftime. 21-14 is the Paisaw Bird lead. Smith will walk down the ball down the floor as we hit the final minute of the first half. They'll set things up as Hopkins and Gallagher will each set a screen at the elbows. They'll go inside, trying to force it in to Smith. It's picked off by the Miners. Turnover number 7 on SWHS. Now the pass inside to Bertolino. Her shot is no good, and the Paisaw Birds come away with it. Paisaw Birds smothered on defense that time. Now to Smith they'll go. Gallagher's trying to post up inside. She's being covered up by Byers. 30 seconds and counting. Smith with the ball. To Green, who'll fire a 3. Bottom of the net. Eddie Green, first time we've heard from her today, and it gives the Paisaw Birds a 10-point lead. 24-14, 15 seconds to go. Bertolino with the ball. She'll spin against Green and go down the left side. Now she wanted to give the ball off to Taylor but couldn't get it to her. Now Taylor does get the ball. She's wanting to penetrate. Instead, she'll back out with 5 seconds to go. They'll go inside the link. Her pass, her shot is up. No good, and that's the way the half is going to end, with the Paisaw Birds owning a 24-14 lead over the Gillespie Miners here at halftime. We'll take this break and come back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Tim Mize. We're at halftime of Game 1 tonight in the Girls' Championship semifinals. Game 2 will come your way following this game, and it will pit Staunton and Carlinville. Noticing as I look down on the floor, Coach Kevin Gray and the Gillespie Miners seldom go into the locker room at halftime. They have their little meeting on the sideline. He says what he has to say to them, and basically what he had to say to them today is, keep playing the good defense, let's get some shots to fall, and we'll be fine. Then he sends them out on the floor to do what? Practice their shooting. Down at the other end, the Paisaw Birds are just coming out of the locker room as they have a 24-14 lead, but at their basket, it is the Carlinville Cavaliers playing that ever-popular knockout game. You think these girls are uptight? They're ready to have some fun tonight, Tim.
Can never go wrong with knockout, Gary. Always a great game. And mentioning Gillespie never going down to the locker room, I remember asking Kevin Gray about that several years ago, and his answer was quite simple. It made a lot of sense because he coached the youth levels before he ever took over the varsity program. He's like, when you're playing in third and fourth grade, there are no locker rooms to go to. He's like, so that's just what we did. We stayed on the bench at halftime, and it just seemed to kind of work. Kids got used to it, so we've just kept it rolling.
If it works, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And I think he likes that way. And I think the girls have become accustomed to that. They like the fact that we're going to get a few words of wisdom at halftime, and then we're going to be out on our own to work on our shooting, which to me is the most important part of the game anyway. No matter what you can or can't do, if you can put the ball in the basket, you can remedy a lot of ills.
And when you think about it, the process of going to the locker room at halftime is kind of strange. Like, has it always been that way? Did one team 100 years ago decide, we're going to go to the locker room at halftime, and everybody just followed suit? Why do we do it?
We had to go to the locker room so that we could meet in secrecy so the other team couldn't know what we were doing.
That's right.
And so we could also be out of the earshot of the parents.
That's
Kevin,
probably the thing right
Kevin
there.
Kevin Gray doesn't
right.
care no, about the parents.
He's not worried about that.
I'm going to say what I have to say. But
that's right.
Game 2 tonight should be another good one. What do you say, Tim?
Well, it'll be the third meeting of the year between Carlinville and Staunton. The Cavaliers have won both. The first matchup came in Carlinville at the Holiday Tournament, won by the Cavies 53-29. The second matchup was just a couple of weeks ago. It was a Saturday afternoon, the 11th of January. We had the broadcast on FM 106. Carlinville won 48-38, but that was one of those games, Gary, where Staunton gave Carlinville all they wanted that afternoon, and Darren Denis felt very fortunate to come out of there with the W that day. And it'll be a tough challenge tonight to beat Staunton for a third time this year, second straight time on their home floor.
That's exactly it. They're playing on their floor. Now, it does give the Cavaliers a bit of an advantage, the fact that they have played on this floor before, but still, when you get that home cooking, you know that the Bulldogs, they're going to be after the Cavaliers, because at stake, a date in the championship game of the Macoupin County Tournament.
Historically, the home team, no matter who it is, has been a tough out in the county tournament.
and we shall see. But first things first, we have to get the second half of this one underway. The Gillespie Miners have broken the huddle. They're decked out in their white uniforms, as we said, orange numerals, as well as the orange and black trim. The Paisaw Birds will get the ball first to start the second half. 24-14, Paisaw Birds with the lead and the ball to start the second half. Smith brings the ball down to the wing to Durham. Durham with a long skip pass to Bullion for three. Nope, off the iron, no good. Taylor comes away with the rebound. Miners head back the other way. Shelby slows it up, spins around, lets the defense head on down the floor. Now she'll set the offense up, get it over on the wing to Barrett. Hannah looking on top. She finds Hayes for three. Off the iron, no good. They block out, and the Paisaw Birds get the rebound. First half, one time, they blocked out so well, but nobody went for the ball. Now Durham goes coast to coast, and she'll pick up the easy two. First 2 points of the game for Morgan Durham. She made that look entirely too easy. She just simply sliced right through the Gillespie defense. Ooh, almost a drag of a foot there by Barrett. She got away with it. Now they'll go to Mix. Mix back outside to Byers for three. Off the iron, no good. Bullion comes up with the rebound, and there's Barrett reaching over the top for her first foul. Hannah has her first. Paisaw Birds will inbound. We played just about a minute of the third quarter. 26-14, Paisaw Birds by 12. Winner gets either Carlinville or Staunton Saturday at 5 in the championship game. Bullion and Smith playing catch back and forth to break the press. Now Bullion throws a high. Smith crowds it off to Hopkins. Free throw line. It's good. Corey Hopkins just simply squared up at the free throw line. Picks up her 8th point of the game. Don't look now, but the Paisaw Birds have doubled up the Miners 28-14. Taylor wants to spin and drive into the lane. Smith closes that off. She'll go over on the wing to Barrett. Barrett at the baseline comes dribbling back up around the three-point line. She's looking to see if she can penetrate. She can't, so she'll give it off to Taylor. Taylor backs out and says, let's reset the offense. She'll hit a wing, then so go set a screen. Mix cuts through. She's not open. Reverse it back to the left side to Taylor. Taylor has two cutters coming through. She hits the first one. That was Hayes. Hayes couldn't get a shot off, so she'll kick it back up top. It goes to Byers. She's looking at the three and says, why not? It won't go. Smith comes away with the rebound. What we were saying about the Gillespie Miners, the main thing they needed to do at halftime, get to work on the shot. They're having trouble finding range. Bullion, she's having trouble finding range on the baseline. The ball is tipped out, however, and Smith comes up with it, and the Paisaw Birds maintain control. 28-14, 5:50 to go, third quarter. Skip pass to Durham. She'll take one dribble and give it off to Smith for three. Way short on that one. Coming up with a rebound is Barrett. Coach Gray wanted him to run as they had the numbers 2-on-1, but Barrett spun back, gives it off to Mix for three. It comes up short. Durham comes up with a rebound. It's been one and done for the Miners. And now a travel on Durham as she saw the defender coming in to knife in front of her, tried to pick up the dribble and spin and lost her balance. Turnover number 8 on SWHS. 5:27 to go, third quarter. Gillespie will inbound. They'll get it in to Hannah Barrett. The 5'4 junior will bring it across midcourt. She'll get it out on the wing, dishing it off to Michaela Hayes. Hayes is going to drive to the free throw line. She'll head into the lane, a little semi-hook, and it's good. What a move by Michaela Hayes as she simply diagonally went across that lane, got the little semi-hook to go. Perhaps that's the shot that'll get the Miners going. We shall see. Paisaw Birds have the ball to Durham, off to Bullion, thought about a three. Now she'll drive baseline, goes to the hole. She's going to get hacked in the act, and Sydney Byers is going to be guilty of her first foul. Byers will pick up foul number 1, second team foul, and it'll send to the free throw line Josie Bullion. Bullion has 6 points on a pair of threes. She'll eye the first free throw, try the first free throw. She buys it. That caught back iron, spun up in the air, and had a kind bounce for the shooter. Gives her 7 points, gives the Paisaw Birds a 13-point lead. Second one goes off back iron. Byers comes away with it. So the Paisaw Birds are 3-for-8 from the free throw line as they have missed 5 opportunities. Gillespie has yet to miss a free throw, but they've only shot a couple. Mix going to the hole. Instead, they'll come up top, give the ball off to Hayes. Hayes is going to dribble to the left. Now she'll give the ball to Mix. Mix drives over and he dishes it off to Byers. Byers back up top to Hayes. Michaela's going to dribble to the right side. She'll leave it there for Barrett. Hannah wanted to go into the lane. It was closed off, so she'll back out and give the ball to Taylor. Down to 4:25 to go, third quarter. Taylor finds an opening in the lane. Couldn't get the shot to go, so she kicks out the pass. The shot is up, but no good by Barrett. Good move there by Taylor, but she just couldn't get her friend the pass or the shot after the good pass. And so the Piesol Birds will regain control of the ball as we approach the four-minute mark. Halfway through quarter number three. Bullion with a skip pass to Durham. Durham's going to go into the lane and kick it out. Smith thought about a three. Instead, she'll give it up to Bullion. Bottom of the net. Josie Bullion with her third tray of the day gives her 4 1/4, 10 in the game, and the Piesol Birds have doubled up the Miners, 32-16. Taylor gives the ball off to Byers. Byers stops at the free throw line, looks for Mix cutting through the lane. Not there, she'll give the ball off to Barrett. Barrett to Taylor. Taylor's going to try to spin in the lane. Nope, not there, so she'll just dribble out and reset. 3-3-3 showing on that third quarter clock, 32-16. And now trying to make the move to the basket was Michaela Hayes, and they're going to say she shuffled her feet first. Turnover number 6 on the Miners. As Green will replace Durham in the Piesol Bird lineup. Keaton Link playing down on the bottom of the defense. McKenzie, Mix will match up with Hopkins. Madison Niemeyer in the game. As Smith goes to the hole, she's going to be fouled, I believe. It's before she actually got in shooting mode because she was tripped and never really got a shot off. That is the case, and the foul will go against Hannah Barrett. That will be Hannah's second. Piesol Birds will inbound. We're going to have an illegal screen on the Piesol Birds. This one's going to go against Addie Green. That will be her first. That'll be the 9th turnover of the game on the Piesol Birds. Twice they've had illegal picks on offense, and twice they've lost the ball that way. Taylor with the ball, wants to get the ball in the Mix. Mix couldn't decide which to pass to over on the far side. She threw it right between them, and it ends up on the Gillespie bench. Turnover number 7 on the Miners.
3:11 for the third quarter here. Southwestern in control, 32-16 over the Miners as Riley Smith brings the ball across the timeline for Southwestern. Checked there by Barrett in the Gillespie man-to-man. Up top to Bullion on the right wing. 3 minutes for the third quarter on the block. Hopkins deep post position off the window. It's good. And Gary, if she catches it there, game, set, and match.
That is basically her move. Just simply play with the back to the basket, turn, shoot, and score. Hopkins has 10. And at the 2:45 mark, it's 34-16. Mix goes to the hole, and Green goes to the ground. As Green tried to get in the way, problem was she didn't get set. Addie's going to pick up her second foul. To the free throw line goes McKenzie Mix. Mix has 6 points, those all coming in the second quarter. Her first trip to the free throw line, she'll shoot a pair. She'll eye the first and try the first and buy the first. So we're as the Piesol Birds are under 50% from the free throw line, the Miners are perfect 3 for 3. Mix going to take a second one as Grace Bertolino comes into the ball game. Second free throw is up and good. Give 8 points to McKenzie Mix. Make it a 34-18 game. Smith gets the ball into Hopkins at the free throw line. Hopkins kicks it back to Smith, and the Piesol Birds will reset. Green is over on the left wing. Bullion's over on the right wing. Cutting through is Green on the baseline. Not there. They'll go up top to Hopkins. Off to Smith. Back door to Bullion. Bullion gets bumped. This one's going to go against Hannah Barrett, who will pick up her third foul all here in the third quarter.
If there was girls football, Gary, Gillespie would be very good.
Well, they have always been noted for playing physical ball.
Yeah.
And of course, they always used to say, you know, if you only get called on the foul half the time, the other half you're getting away with something, and the other team doesn't like that. Hopkins is going to drive baseline from the left side. She'll pick up her 6th point of the quarter, her 12th point of the game. 36-18, Piesol Birds have the Miners doubled. With the ball is Hannah Barrett. She's going to kick it off over on the wing. She'll give it to Niemeyer. Niemeyer's going to stop and pop at the free throw line. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound, Green comes out with it. She looks up. Nobody's open. Now she'll kick it over inside to Hopkins. Hopkins going to swing it back up top to Green. They'll set the offense. Gallagher's going to set at one post. Hopkins at another. Gallagher gets it, looks inside. Nobody there. She'll go up top to Hopkins, reverse to Green. Up to Smith for three. Nope, this one's off the iron. No good. Mix had the rebound. Had to go out of her hand. They're going to say last touch by the Piasaw Birds. Mix, or excuse me, that's Bertolino and Hopkins helping each other up. Play hard, but play fair. Be good sports, right?
That's right.
And so the Miners will get the ball back with 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. Coach Gray signaling in for to set the offense up, and let's get it moving. Over on the wing, it'll go to Niemeyer. Niemeyer at the elbow on the left side. She's going to want to roll on Gallagher. Now she'll spin, shoot that left-hand jumper. Gallagher had her blocked out, but it's Hopkins who comes in for the rebound. Quickly, they'll go down to Smith, off to Bullion. One dribble off the glass, and good. Bullion is going to get the shot to drop. Gives her 6 points in the quarter and an opportunity to complete the old-fashioned three-point play.
I thought she was too far into the basket, Gary. She did a heck of a job to finish that.
Indeed, she did. That foul will go against number 10, Madison Niemeyer, who will pick up her second. And it looks like we'll have a substitution. Natalie Keith will replace Annie Gallagher in the Piasaw Bird lineup. Let's see. We got Byers. We got Taylor. We've got Bertolini. Free throws up, and it's good. Almost blew the whistle there before that one actually went in. Fortunately for the scorekeeper or timekeeper, the shot did go, and the Piasaw Birds pick up the point. They lead now 39-18. Taylor brings the ball down. Over on the wing, she has Keaton Link, who will now post up as Byers goes over to that right wing. Swinging out into the corner is Michaela Hayes. Hayes gives it off up top to Bertolino. Bertolino to Byers. This is no time, guys, to be overpassing the ball, and they do. Turnover number 8 as Smith comes away with it. Off to Hopkins, and the Piasaw Birds are just off and running right now. It's difficult to stop the bleeding when they're scoring at will. 8 points in the quarter, 14 points in the game for Hopkins. It's 41-18. I don't think anybody saw this kind of a score coming. Link, you're going to try to spin into the lane. She'll give the ball up to Byers. Byers, inside the three-point line, decides she'll give the ball off to Bertolino. Bertolino, with 20 seconds to go, kicks it over on the wing, and she'll give it to Hayes. Hayes inside to Taylor. Taylor's shot will not go. Tell you what, the Miners just simply cannot buy a basket here this evening, and as a result, they're trailing 41-18 as we head to the fourth quarter, presumably. There's three, there's two, there's a turnover for the Piasaw Birds, turnover number 10, but after three quarters of play, Southwestern in command with a 41-18 lead over the Gillespie Miners. We'll take a break, be back with fourth quarter action after these messages on WSMI. The Piasaw Birds had opened up a 10-point lead at halftime, but they outscored the Miners 17-4 in the third quarter, and they take a 41-18 lead into quarter number 4. Inside, it'll go to Byers as the Miners got the ball first. They went to the basket. Shot wouldn't drop. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the green and gold. So Gillespie will inbound, and it looks like Link will do the honors as Byers post up. She's wanting to get the inbounds pass. She does. Gives it right back to Link. Thought about shooting just inside the three-point line. Instead, she'll go up top to Bertolino. Bertolino to Taylor. Taylor's going to drive. Now she'll kick it off to Link. Link's inside the three-point line. The shot will not go. Reaching for the rebound, Hopkins taps it out of bounds. It'll still be Gillespie ball. Bertolino will trigger it under the basket. And she'll bring it in, looking to Byers. She'll get it. Byers just grabs it, jumps, shoots, no good. But Bertolino did a good job of getting inbounds after throwing it in and getting to the boards. Now, shot is up, and finally one rolls in for Link as Keaton gets the shot to drop. She draws the foul. Hacked in the axe, she'll go to the line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul is going to go against... Let's see who it's going to be on. Free throw rattles around, won't go down. They'll call that foul on number 13, Natalie Keith, just in the ball game to start the fourth quarter. Hopkins gives the ball off to Smith. Smith over on the wing to Keith. Keith looking for cutters inside. Now she'll go back up top to Hopkins. Hopkins to Smith, off to Green, head of the key. Green for three. Nope, won't go. Smith comes up with a rebound. Had it go right off of her foot and out of bounds. 11th turnover of the game for the Piasaw Birds. Gallagher comes back in, and Keith gets a seat after she played the first minute of the fourth quarter. Inbounding for the Miners will be Michaela Hayes. 7:04 to go, 41-20. Piasau Birds with the lead, Gillespie with the ball. Taylor over on the right wing passes it across to Hayes. Michaela back up to Byers. Byers looking, they're trying to find Link inside, but she's covered up. Taylor then goes inside. Oh, the shot goes off the glass, rolls around the rim, and will not come in. Hopkins trying to catch the ball, never had control of it. Some people wanted a travel call, but she actually never had it in her possession. It was kind of the mystical ball that would not fall. Now Smith with the basketball drives over and spots up. First jumper, it's no good from 18, fighting for the rebound. They're going to say Link touched it last. It'll go out of bounds, belonging to SWHS. 41-20 is our score, game number two. Stay tuned. It's coming your way next as Staunton and Carlinville will do battle. Piasau Birds with a commanding lead as the pass is deflected, but Green gets it, and it's been kind of that kind of a night for the Miners. Even when they get a hand on a pass, it still finds the green and gold. Green kicks it back up top to Gallagher. Gallagher with a bounce pass into Hopkins. She'll spin. She'll shoot. Ball is blocked. And on the rebound, Keith goes up, and she's going to be fouled, and this one's going to go against Michaela Hayes. So Hayes will pick up her second. That's the 16th foul. Piasau Birds will go to the free throw line. Natalie Keith, who's 1-for-2 from there already, she'll get two more. She'll eye the first as she takes a couple of left-hand dribbles. Now she eyed it. Now she'll try it. She can't buy it. The lefty, a little bit long and a little bit strong on that one. Barrett comes back into the lineup as well as Niemeyer for the Miners. Taylor and Bertolino will have a seat. 6:09 on the clock. As the lefty, Natalie Keith, attempts the second one. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. She can't buy it again. Byers comes down with the rebound. Back the other way go the Miners. Niemeyer on the drive. She's going to be fouled as this foul is going to go against Keith. So Keith will pick up the foul. And Gillespie will inbound. It'll come into Link. She'll spin. Cannot get the shot to drop. So they'll spin back out. Give it off to Link with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. She picks up a dribble, gives it to Byers, who gives it right back to her. Turn and shoot, comes up short. Hopkins reels the rebound in. She'll bring it down on a dribble, taking her time. Piasau Birds feel like they have enough points. They just have to get the clock to run out. They lead by 21 to a team who beat them 51-47 last month. Gallagher off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it's Link. Link with a lead pass comes down in the hands of Hayes. Hayes going to give the ball back up top to Barrett. Barrett will swing it over to Link. Link hits a two-point shot just inside the three-point line. For Keaton Link, her fourth point of the game. Makes it 41-22 as we approach the five-minute mark. Smith on the dribble, into the corner, goes to Green. Green dumps it off for Hopkins. She'll stop and pop. Corey Hopkins with her 16th point of the game. 43-22. Piasau Birds by 21. 4:44 showing up on that fourth quarter clock. With the ball over on the wing is Michaela Hayes. Hayes going to give it off to Link. Link from the head of the key, can't get the shot to drop. Smith has the ball being guarded closely there by Barrett. Barrett is trying to hound her and see if she can get that ball back and get the Miners another opportunity to score. Smith handling the pressure quite well, gets it out in the corner. No, she'll go back up top to Gallagher. Gallagher picks up her dribble, gives the ball off to Hopkins. Hopkins tried to drive into the lane, and the ball is going to be tied up there, as Gillespie did a good job of getting a hand on the ball, and the tie-up arrow goes to the Piasau Birds, so they'll maintain possession. Mix will replace Link in the Gillespie lineup, and the Piasau Birds will take a full timeout. 4:18 showing on the fourth quarter clock, 43-22, Piasau Birds by 21. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Piasau Birds have already set up what they want to do for the inbounds play, with three of them stacked on the side of the lane. They'll give the ball off to Smith. She hesitates and then puts up the shot for Riley Smith. That is her sixth point of the game. She had a three, now a two, to go along with a one. Give her six, give the Paisaw Birds a 45-22 lead. And a foul is going to go against the Paisaw Birds as Hopkins is going to be called for the foul. So Hopkins will pick up, they say, her second, and the Miners will inbound. Off it goes to Niemeyer. Niemeyer drives the right side up and over as she overshot that one on the baseline. Hopkins comes up with yet another rebound. Hopkins has 16 points in the game, and I think she may have about the same number of rebounds. She has been a workhorse inside for the Paisaw Birds tonight. 3:40 to go as the Paisaw Birds pass the ball around the perimeter. Bullion gets bumped, and then as she tries to pass the ball out, it goes over to the Miners, and coming down at the other end with a shot is Hannah Barrett. It won't go. Now Smith is leading the way to the hole. She's all there by herself, and Riley Smith gets the easy layup. Give her 4 1/4, 8 in the game. Makes it 47-22. As it looks like Ellie Lois is getting ready to come into the game, 5'8 senior. She's been troubled with a rolled ankle early in the season, been rehabbing, looking for an opportunity. The opportunity comes this time for Sydney Byers, who turns and squares up and shoots for two over on the right side, just outside the lane. For Byers, give her 6 points, makes it 47-24. Smith with the ball between the circles, 2:50 to go. She'll dribble over to the right side. Now kick it back up top to Hopkins. Hopkins looks inside, and Mix bats the ball away. It goes right into Hopkins' hands. He'll shoot one off the back iron. Coming away with the rebound. Well, it looks like there's going to be a jump ball as Mix and Gallagher got hands on it. The arrow this time will favor the Miners as Ellie Lois comes into the ballgame. Shelby Taylor will come into the ballgame. Also entering the lineup for the first time tonight, Hannah Nixon, a 5'7 sophomore. So Nixon, the 5'7 sophomore, and Ellie Lois, the 5'8 senior, getting their first action of the game. It comes with 2:30 to go, and the Paisaw Birds leading 47-24. Taylor finds Byers. Byers trying to drive into the lane. She's being stopped there by Lois. He'll give it off to Taylor. Taylor's shot no good. Hopkins comes up with a rebound. They'll head back the other way as Hopkins is going to set things up. Corey goes over to Durham. Durham being guarded by Taylor. She'll dribble from right to left, give the ball off to Nixon. Nixon, who shows some pretty good shooting expertise in the junior varsity games this year for the Paisaw Birds, will dish it off to Hopkins. Then Hopkins on the dribble, going to give the ball back to Nixon. Nixon being guarded there by Barrett. Barrett loses the ball. It's batted by the Miners, and Nixon comes up with it. Nixon call, or as she's about ready to travel, Coach Steve Woolley calls a timeout. So with 1:42 to go and the Birds leading 47-24, we'll have a timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. Now the Paisaw Birds will have the ball following the timeout. The Miners going to come up with some full court pressure. See if they can't create some turnovers in the last 102 seconds of the game. The ball will come in to Hopkins. Hopkins is being guarded by Emily Schoen just into the ball game. Schoen in there as well as Emery Paw. Also in the lineup is Reagan Bussman for the orange and black. Inside it goes to Ellie Lois off the glass. It will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Emery Paw, the 5'3 sophomore. She'll bring it down on the dribble. She'll spin away from Durham and take the ball over on the right wing. She'll dish it off there to Emily Schoen. Schoen on the other side, going to give it to Lainey Doty. Doty going to give the ball off to Taylor inside, fighting for the rebounds. Paisaw Birds come up with it. Smith has it as we hit the final minute of regulation. 47-24, Paisaw Birds going to punch their ticket to the championship game. Who will they play Saturday afternoon? Will it be the Staunton Bulldogs? Will it be the Carlinville Cavaliers? Stay tuned. We'll let you know in just a couple hours as that's our next game. Tim Mize will come up with the call of that one as the Cavaliers and the Bulldogs will do battle as soon as we get this one done. Emily Lois with a nice pass inside to Durham, who gets the shot to go. Morgan Durham with her fourth point of the game, but what an outstanding pass by Ellie Lois, the 5'8 senior. Give her the assist. Give the Paisaw Birds a 25-point lead. 49-24, 20 seconds to go. Over on the wing, it goes to Lainey Doty. Doty is going to pass it up. She'll give it to Reagan Bussman. Bussman now is going to dish it off to Emily Schoen. Schoen has the ball go through her legs, and Nixon comes up with the ball. With 3 seconds to go, the Paisaw Birds going to run out the clock, and our final score is going to be Southwestern 49, Gillespie 24. We'll take this break and come back to recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI.